This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Brother Sayyid from London is asking about getting married over Skype or Zoom. Is it permissible or not? And so the question arises, therefore, that not just because of the pandemic, let's say in any situation or circumstance, is that can nikah take place virtually? Can the groom be sitting somewhere and the bride be sitting somewhere else? And the nikah is taking place, you know, via video conferencing call, any mechanism, whether it's Zoom, whether it's FaceTime, whatever it is, or even via phone call even. Is it possible or not?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Now, I'm aware that there are opinions out there, but again, this is the rapid fire, so we're going to be doing one opinion only. It is, inshallah ta'ala, permissible to engage in a nikah online or via social media, you know, apps or via telephone, with the condition that there are enough circumstantial evidences to kind of basically identify with certainty the bride and the groom and the witnesses and the wali. So the problem that some ulama they raise is that how do we know it is actually, what if it's some type of fraud or something of this nature? And of course, I mean, that might be valid, but if the entire families are involved, for example, right, and everybody's looking forward to that day, and the bride's parents and the groom's parents, and you know, everybody's knowing that it's taking place, then the chances of fraud are basically eliminated to the degree as if it was in one room. Therefore, as long as the identities are in some fashion guaranteed, and as I said, this doesn't have to be, it's circumstantial evidence, the context is good enough. So if both families are involved, and again, you know, the bride's getting ready in her household, the groom's getting ready, and the wali is known, everybody can have the nikah online, and it is not a condition of nikah that the husband and wife-to-be are in the same vicinity. You can conduct the nikah, you know, in different places. The wali, of course, the actual nikah contract should be between the wali and between the groom. And, you know, that can be done online, that can be done via any type of social media platform in which immediate back and forth can take place, and as long as the identities are vetted and confirmed. Now, the only case, again, would be problematic if, for example, you know, the two individuals were corresponding online, had never met, and you know, there's a visa issue, because there are cases where there's visa fraud or somebody pretends to be somebody else and just to get the money or this the visa. That's where I can understand some of our scholars are hesitant, that you don't want to do a nikah and you don't even know that that other person is real, the identity is real. So that's why in such circumstances I can definitely say that reasonable precaution should be taken. Somebody like from whichever side is doubtful should send an actual physical person in that city to make sure the family, the wali, whoever is basically living flesh and blood, they are who they say they are and everything is legit. Otherwise, inshallah ta'ala, it is completely permissible, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best.
روحا وريحانا